These nobles look at me, all weariness and hope, the sense that they are superior is never far from their countenance. But I also sense that the way of life they had in their world chafes against their desire for the horizon. It seems to permeate these acclimatization meetings. But from Deidre, I know that to be false, or at least a sufficiently minority position. So these are either talented spies, or they are the outcasts that are being paraded past me for some odd reason. Perhaps it is merely the habit of a lifetime to appease the new polity, or perhaps this is the face of the new Fae. In either case, it begins to dawn on me that I am, in effect, an ambassador to an entire race of homicidal creatures, held in check only by the will of man and my own power, which grows by the day. As death stacks up in their world, it occurs to me that they have no necromancers to siphon that power. So the cause of what occurs is that that power of each death, through the tide of the portal, through the ritual that I conducted, is being trickled into me. I fear that at some point I won't be able to control the balance. It's perhaps a good thing that my power only extends to this forest, or at least the power that accumulates into the circle from the Fae realm. But I sense that that border itself is expanding. Perhaps I truly do need to speak to Ilthor. I've been putting it off. He doesn't really need this headache now, does he? But would it be treason to not bring it to his attention? I don't know. Perhaps I made a mistake.